In January, the first of more than 100 Syrian refugees will begin arriving in Rutland, Vermont, an aging blue-collar town of 16,000 people. The mayor has said the town needs an influx of new residents, but the town is deeply divided over the plan. Critics argue the city is too small to support so many newcomers, and they worry Muslim refugees won't assimilate and will increase local taxes. Some in the community hope a Trump administration will slow down or even stop the resettlement. But as part of the New England News Collaborative series Facing Change, VPR's Nina Keck reports that proponents remain optimistic and many have stepped up to ensure that the plan succeeds.
For 2 hours on a recent Thursday night, Rutland's Unitarian Church was filled with an unusual sound, Arabic.
Masa al khair. Good evening. What would the response be? Marhaba. Yes, we have marhaba.
It's not a language you hear much in Rutland. There are few Muslims in the city, no Middle Eastern restaurants, and no mosques tucked between the many churches. Morgan Dennehy grew up near Rutland, studied Arabic in college, and spent time living in Egypt and Morocco. When he heard about the refugee resettlement plan, he decided to move back home.
I was really blown away by the amount of interest that people had for wanting to help, and I just sort of felt like I had to do my part. You know, that was always my experience learning Arabic or any language. You know, you address someone in their own language, it's just really powerful.
Since early November, between 15 and 30 people have been attending his free Arabic classes. Two Arabic language professors from Middlebury College drive down each Thursday to help.
Afwan, shukra lakum. And I'm in Middlebury. And I'm in Middlebury.
You might be wondering, if Rutland is so small and has so little Middle Eastern culture, why bring Syrian and Iraqi refugees here in the first place? Well, compared to Burlington, where resettlement has been going on for decades, housing costs are low in Rutland, and employers have jobs to fill. And many, including Rutland Mayor Christopher Lewis, believe refugees will give the city a much-needed boost.
My response to people who say, Rutland's not ready for this type of thing is, then when and how has this been working out for us? Not too well. Our population is continuing to decline, and we need an infusion of new blood and new culture.
Barbara Richter agrees. She unlocks a storage room at a local church that's filled with items donated for the refugees.
We have full sets of dishes. I mean, some of them are still in boxes.
Richter is part of Rutland Welcomes, a volunteer group that formed in April that now has a small army ready to tutor, mentor, and provide transportation.
With one phone call, I could mobilize a network of people to come in here and basically take what they need to set up a home.
Okay, welcome everyone. I'm so glad to see you all.
Across town, Castleton University's Emily Gleason greets 20 teachers and school counselors. Gleason specializes in literacy and cultural studies. And when she heard about Rutland's resettlement plans, she designed a semester-long course to help educators better understand the refugee crisis and the needs of refugee children.
We try to think about the kind of cultural barriers they might face walking into a small rural school in New England and how we can be as inclusive and as welcoming as possible.
Unlike many U.S. cities, Rutland doesn't have a refugee community already in place, so creating one has stirred up a lot of uncertainty. Jackie Gauthier, who's in the class and works in a local primary school, remarked at how difficult it had become to talk about.
I had one person say the other day, she says, I don't know why I feel this way because my family were immigrants, but I'm just not comfortable with them, you know, coming to our community. So she was struggling with her own feelings. She didn't really understand why she felt that way.
Many in Rutland, like Matt Howland, continue to have big concerns about how the city will absorb so many newcomers. While Howland applauds the efforts of local volunteers, he worries too much of the resettlement effort depends on them.
5 years from now, what resources does the city have in place to pick up if a group like Rutland Welcomes no longer has the means to help support this program going forward?
Roman Schmiakowski isn't worried. While not a refugee, he immigrated to Rutland from Poland 24 years ago, learned the language, and sent a daughter to law school.
You know, I look at mirror every day. I came here and I made it.
Schmiakowski teaches driver's ed and is developing a course to help refugees learn to drive. He says once they begin living in the community, he hopes people in Rutland will see them for what they are, other families just trying to make it. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland, Vermont.